With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel has launched airstrikes targeting what it described as military targets in Iran in retaliation for a ballistic missile assault October 1st. There was no immediate information on damage in the Islamic Republic. The attack threatened for weeks by Israel comes as the Middle East sits on the precipice of a regional war more than a year after an initial attack by the terrorist group Hamas on Israel. In the time since, Israel has launched a devastating ground offensive in the Gaza Strip and an invasion of neighboring Lebanon, targeting militants long armed and aided by Tehran. Israel's military described the attack Saturday as precise strikes on military targets in Iran. Iran closed the country's airspace early Saturday after an attack by Israel. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign remains silent following a call from Republican congressional leaders for her to stop using dangerous rhetoric, such as referring to former President Trump as a fascist. Details on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell released a relatively rare joint statement Friday, demanding Harris cease using such rhetoric and reminding her of the two recent assassination attempts against Trump. The Republican leader said in the statement less than 2 weeks before the election, quote, labeling a political opponent as a fascist risks inviting yet another would-be assassin to try robbing voters of their choice before Election Day. The statement noted that, quote, in the week since the second sobering reminder, the Democratic nominee for president of the United States has only fanned the flames beneath a boiling cauldron of political animus. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Meanwhile, former President Trump was in Texas for a campaign event to talk about border security. The GOP nominee is also sitting down with the most listened to podcaster in the country, Joe Rogan. This is SRN News. A new study of America's men.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 66% of adult males say the primary way they learned how to be a man was from listening to their father. Mom helped some too, and then there's social media. 18% of young poll respondents say what they see on the web has influenced how they believe they should behave as a man. Meanwhile, the Pew report reveals that young women are much more influenced by social media, more than twice as much as men. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The international abortion campaign now targets Antigua and Barbuda. Doctors, nurses, and activists there are fighting a law that largely bans abortions, igniting a debate about the issue on the tiny Twin Island nation. A top local court ruled this month that a legal challenge launched by a doctor and a nonprofit organization will go ahead as it dismissed the government's motion to strike the case. This is SRN News. Gas prices are going down.
Gas is $3.14 a gallon on average as you start your weekend. That's 5 cents cheaper than a week ago, 7 cents less than a month ago, says the AAA. And remember this, a year ago, gas was $3.54 a gallon, 40 cents more than it is now. The highest prices in the nation now are on the West Coast. It's $4.60 a gallon in California, about $4.06 in Washington State. The lowest prices are in the South, $2.77 in Louisiana, $2.69 a gallon in Texas. I'm Rita Foley.
Although Shohei Ohtani's first trip to the World Series is a global sports event, it's particularly big in Japan and for Japan. Fans from Ohtani's home nation bought more World Series tickets for the first two games than from anywhere outside North America. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.